So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Welcome everybody to the H3 Podcast Live. Today, we are here with a very special guest. We have got no sponsors, no bullshit going on. We have got Chris and Dylan here. You guys may have heard of these guys because they've been making a splash on the scene lately, getting out a lot, seeing you guys all over the place. One List, One Life.
Yep.
Can you guys fill me in a little bit of the backstory of who you guys are and what's going on?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So Dylan and I have been friends since fourth grade. Beyond that, we were never really like super fantastic close friends in fourth grade, you know, just friends in elementary school. And then in fifth grade, I got hit with the diagnosis of chronic myeloid leukemia. And Dylan was literally in the hospital with me every single day. It was obviously as a young kid, it was a crazy battle, but having someone there, we played video games like every day on the PlayStation 2. That's literally all I did, you know, take my mind off of stuff. And it was a big deal to go through at the time as a kid, but you know, luckily I got through it, modern medicine and all that. And I've just been taking these, what's called experimental chemo. It's called like Gleevec, Sprycel, Clusig. And I've been taking that for a few years now. And recently, unfortunately, in October of 2017, I was doing just a normal routine blood check, and I got a call when I was at my college letting me know that they found something that is really not good and that I would need to go back for more tests. And about 3 days of back and forth of them telling me, oh, it's a good mutation, oh, it's a bad mutation. Then finally they were like, this is a terrible mutation. Like, this is really bad.
Good. So they were kind of like, oh, it may be good news, it may be bad news.
They have never seen this mutation before. They told me. They were like, this is a first. So they weren't sure for the first few days. Like, they're like, this could be good. Like, it is stronger now and it won't, you know, attack the body or whatever. Or like it is, and it's just resilient to medication. So once I was given that news, it hit me pretty hard, obviously.
Long ago was that?
That was just in October of last year. So it's just been a few months.
Can't do the math.
Yeah, it's been like I said, I'm a bit slow. Yeah. Yeah. So five months into my year left, pretty much to enjoy life. Been doing a crazy, crazy job of it, thanks to Dylan. When I first got told, he was the first person I called, even before my mom. And because he was in the hospital every day. I mean, obviously my parents have work and, you know, they had to do stuff. But still, I mean, he was a really big part of it. And he told me, write down 50 items that we're going to do. Like, no playing around. This isn't just, you know, trying to be a nice guy. Like, he's like, write down 50 items and we're doing them. And it started from there, just small things like, you know, just what it is on normal people's, I would say, bucket list, like go to space and stuff like that. And then I was just like, crazy stuff, like meeting you guys. And it's just like, this shit will never happen. Just like, all right, Ian, Ida, Ethan, H3, like stuff like that. And because like you guys are the people who, when I'm going through terrible stuff, like I can just put on a video and forget that I'm dying of cancer. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like I'm serious. Like, your guys' content can make me whatever the bad stuff I'm going through, chemo problems, whatever. I can just put some memes on and, you know, just watch it. And it takes me away from the crappy situation of like stomach pains, whatever it is. It's just like, all right, I get to focus on something funny. And so having you guys on the bucket list is really like, instead of, I would say, normal celebrities, you guys are like my celebrities. So it's really cool to actually get to be here.
That's honestly like it as what we do, because we're kind of separated. We don't really interact with our audience that much. So like hearing that is crazy. It's so crazy, man. I'm honored that we got the opportunity to sit down with you.
Thank you.
But I want people to know that there's still a chance for you to recover from
this,
right?
Yes, of course. It is bone marrow donations. Right now, the only thing that can save me is a bone marrow donation. And most people just say, oh, well, can't your parents do it? Or can't a sibling? Unfortunately, I had a sibling. She committed suicide in 2014. And she was only a 5 out of 6 match. And they can go all the way up to a 10 out of 10. So my own sister...
She wasn't enough.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa,
and my mom
that's crazy.
Is only a 3 out of 6. And yeah, most...
It's pretty much a numbers game. The more people that sign up to be a registered donor...
What are the chances? Do you know?
It's only 30% that you're going to find a family member that is a match. So I know that's probably not the exact numbers you were looking for, but that's because it just depends on races. It's purely genetic.
Right.
So African Americans and Oriental people, they have a lot harder time because, you know, there's North Korea, South Korea, Japan. All those things are genetically different.
So racial purity.
Yeah. And
what does that mean about racial? I was trying to.
Oh, sorry.
No, purity,
like it's.
I don't know what's the joke.
It's genetics based. So
when they take out my bone marrow and they say that, oh, okay, he's Portuguese, Puerto Rican, and blah blah blah.
That's a tough one.
So yeah, and it's a hard thing.
And
to
it even
match.
Goes as far as like I remember you got some weird virus.
Oh yeah, and it's viruses too. Like they have to have every single virus
what?
You've ever had. Yeah, it's
what?
It's
bro, that
because
is
you're
insane.
Putting
yeah.
in
what are the
bone
chances?
Marrow. Like it's. Your bone marrow has to accept someone else's that is going to be making good white blood
Holy
cells.
Holy shit.
So if the white blood cells don't match, it's literally going to be civil war.
So here's what I want to do today. I've been following you guys' story. Mm-hmm. There's somebody out there with the bone marrow to save your life.
Hopefully,
but even if you don't match him, you can save somebody else's life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the process, I thought it was super scary and crazy, but having followed your guys' story, it's very simple. It's like an outpatient procedure? It just takes an hour. You show up, they pop a needle in your hip, you go
That's
home.
If you're actually a match.
No, that's
the
if you're
process
a match.
To get on the list is way easier than that.
All you do to get on the registry, you just swab your mouth. And it's all free. You go online.
Yep.
I'm going to talk about that later. I'm going to tell you guys how to do that later in the show. But I want to say, if anybody at home is watching now, I want to instead advise you guys a little bit in case saving a life for basically nothing wasn't enough incentive. If anybody matches you and donates, I'm going to give them $5,000. So if anybody's out there who wants to help this dude out, you can save his life, and I'm going to pay you $5,000.
Should I tell him that I'm the match
Thank
now?
You.
And I'm going to give you a that's handy, too. This is a priceless offer, my dudes.
It's gonna be weird. That's worth way more.
It's gonna be weird when some like Chinese dude matches with you, and then we have to send him to Ethan for his reward.
You the handy is optional, but I'll send you the check. So I'm gonna tell you guys. Well, here, let me Dan, throw it up on the screen. We'll talk more about it later. But before we get to that,
I just want to say we'll talk more about it later. But there is a lot of misconception about the process, and I was under the wrong impression as well. Mm-hmm. I thought you have to like immediately do the donation, but that's completely not the case. No.
It's basically two steps. You sign up to the registry, and then if you match with someone, then you're saving a life.
Yeah.
That part's a little harder.
But you know you're saving a life for
and
sure.
I've done bone marrow biopsies before, I'd say 2015. They used to have to take to check on my cancer levels, like in depth. They used to have to take a bone marrow. So they would sedate me, do all the whole process, and it was literally a pain. But now, luckily, they have just a genetics test, which they just take like 7-8 vials of blood, and then they'll figure it out that way. But yeah, I had to do literally, I've probably done 6, if not 8 bone marrow biopsies.
Of the old one or the new one?
Of the old school, which is just they sedate you, and it's what they would do if you are a match, and it's just literally sedate you. You're just on your belly, and they get bone marrow from your hip. It literally just feels like you got, like, Charlie horsed right above the butt cheek for
You've done it 8 times, you said?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ever since 2009, they had me do it three times every year and then down to 2 times every year. And that was the most I got them spaced out. It was 6 months.
So you can basically just go in for a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the case that you're a match.
Yeah,
it's like if you're a match,
I've explained this awfully.
Yeah.
You swab your mouth, you get on the registry.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll explain it more, but I'm not the only one that's on your list. Mm-hmm. There was someone else on your list that happens to be here now. So we're going to bring him in.
Yeah, you're the...
Who?
Ian?
Oh, no, it's not
Ian.
No.
It's Philip DeFranco.
Hey!
Oh, Shredder's barking. Hey, come on in.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Can I hug you?
Nice to
so
see you.
Here, let
That's Philly D.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for coming, dude. Yeah. Hey, what up, buddy? I noticed that Philly was on your list. Here, sit here.
Oh, that's so that's the ghost of Elijah. Okay.
This is the ghost of Elijah.
Okay.
We noticed that Philip was on your list, and Philip wanted to come and meet you guys already anyway.
Heck yeah.
So what happened so fortunately that we got...
That's just true. Sent an email to your producer like an hour ago.
There we go. It works fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about. I was like, hey, I know these guys are reaching out. Let's set something up. And she said, yeah, we're doing it. And Ethan hit me up, and I was like, yeah, let's completely just kind of hit him from the side.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna make a joke about like Ian. Like an no, iDubbbz joke. Like, I thought you were just like, oh, my producer's Ian's no, here. No, like,
we did better than that. So anyway, obviously, thank you. I'm
yeah,
so happy
thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming, man. It's awesome incredible.
I just wanted to continue the conversation we're having. You dropped out of college when you found out that your friend had cancer. That the story of you guys' friendship really is really touching about everything you guys have been through. I mean, how was it deciding that you were going to drop out of college? And how did your family feel about that?
Right. I'll start with how my family feels. I'm losing my job and getting kicked out in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, because you have a student job.
I don't know if my mom's actually going to enforce that. I think it's more of
who's kicking you out?
My parents. I think it's a threat, right? It's like, go back to college or we're going to kick you out. I'm curious to see if it actually happens. But they're...
I like the very soft language. I'm curious to see. I mean, it's just you know.
I mean, if it happens, then it happens. You know, it's like...
Obviously, he can always stay at my place or something. But, like, it's not ideal, but he has a place.
He won't be on this... Well, Sheesh.
Yeah. Sheesh, man. That's the fastest way to test out a friendship. sleep next to each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually, we had to share a bed almost tonight. Yeah. Like our hotel kind of messed up, but we fixed it. So
we used to hang out way too much. It was literally used to be like I would hang out at his house for like Monday through Friday, and then he would go hang out at my house for like it would just be weeks just trading off just at each other's house. So we're pretty used to each other's shenanigans by now.
So your parents don't really understand what you're doing or what you guys are trying
well,
to achieve?
Well, my parents, they kind of went through the whole process of, like, living from a car. And then, you know, my mom went to college. Now she's a nurse. And so she sees the opportunity of getting that degree.
Right.
And obviously she understands that I've been friends with Chris for a long time and that she understands that he's dying. But it's scary for her.
It's hard to say. Even with all those facts, it's really tough choice to make.
Yeah. And she just paid for more classes, so I'm technically supposed to start class like next week. But I told her I'm not going to do that because
our schedule doesn't allow for that. Yeah,
I'm sorry, we have things to do. It basically just came down to, you know, if he does pass, that I can't sit in a lecture hall listening to the linguistics of Norway or whatever I was doing while I know that he's sitting in the hospital, you know, and at this point, because that commitment we made together, like on March 1st, we broke a world record. And together, the two of us, we are the people that have made the most amount of people sign up for a bone marrow registry in one day. Mm. And it's like, if I didn't make that decision, you know, then our effort would have been posting on Facebook to sign up as a bone marrow donor. And then if he died, you know, it almost would have been like, not necessarily my fault, but I wouldn't have put in my effort. And now we're feeling like, okay,
we put in as much as we can, really. You know what I mean? Like, it's just up to someone else, which is the unfortunate part about this leukemia is it's not like I can just walk into a hospital and just be like, cure me, please. I'll take one cure. Like, no, it doesn't work like that. Like, so I have to wait for someone. So really, like, we've tried all we can right now and just hopefully keep raising the awareness message because it's not just me. There's hundreds, if not thousands, then, of other people who...
Yeah. So, I mean, there's, like, the perspective of, you know, not wanting to lose him, right? And just kind of letting that happen. But also, we've had to buy a lot of hard drives recently because there's so much footage of us experiencing life together.
Like,
you know?
2-4 terabyte
hard drives. And then it's just become... Luckily, I made that decision. You know, we made that decision because now we're inspiring people. People are watching this entire story and we have people who care about us and... We care about them, and you know, at first, it was definitely just, I don't want to sit here knowing that he's dying, but then it very quickly turned into, holy crap, like, we're doing something that is actually changing people's lives.
Hmm. Well, I think there's plenty of people watching who would be like, yeah, I would totally put my life on hold to try to save my friend's life. Like, everybody likes to daydream and fantasize about doing that, but actually doing it is a whole different thing, so.
Right, because even what you're saying, I mean, there are real stakes. And the fact that you're willing to do that to get the experiences that you're getting now, like that's I'm very not about the romantic thing.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
He was working on a triple major. What were you majoring in?
Managerial economics, cognitive science, and tech management.
Yeah, like he had a real future that he threw away from me.
And now he's a YouTuber. And now I'm a YouTuber with 20,000 subscribers. I think that's what my parents don't like is the fact that, Mom, I'm making a YouTube video.
She's like, are you making anything of yourself?
Yeah. But, you know, like we say now that we're running out of adjectives to describe what's happening because, like, scrolling through my contacts list, I have Danny DeVito right next to Bernie Burns. Mm-hmm. And it's
weird to have Danny DeVito's phone number
it's
in your
so
phone.
It's so strange. It is.
Like,
you got Danny DeVito on speed dial?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I'm just That's waiting. We're going to get in, like, a really populated Discord server one day, and we're just going to leak it. That's it. I've never told him about that. I was he's gotta get just leak his phone number. He won't know it's us.
That's the real game plan. This is all just a ruse to slowly dox everybody.
Right. Great.
What's your number, bro?
Yeah, yeah. You have Dan's number, right?
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's getting
I've already leaked that.
Okay.
Did you guys expect to get this kind of attention? Like, I'm curious, how did you guys start? And when was your first, like, breakthrough? Because now it seems like a lot of people know who you are, but in the beginning, how did you first get recognized?
Yeah, I told Chris, because a lot of it was documenting the story, right? We wanted people to see that, like, hey, you know, sure, we're in a situation where he might be dying, but really, you can go live out a bucket list. And even our bucket list kind of portrays that, too, you know? Sure, not a lot of people will be able to sit in this room, but we also want to help an old lady across the street.
Yeah,
which,
we want to feed homeless and be personable well as I want to be famous, I want to be popular. Like, it's just, there's so much stuff to do in life that is beyond just, oh, fun things here, fun things there. It's what will make you feel good about helping someone else, like genuinely helping them, not just like, all right, here's some 10 cents, you know, like to a homeless guy, like actually genuinely going out there and making a contact and doing that stuff.
The first day, because we decided to document it, the first day I had the camera in front of Chris, the little camera that I had from high school. Chris, you need to tell a story effectively because 10,000 people are going to watch this, okay? First of all, if we ran out of batteries because it took him so long to even pronounce his name.
It took like 8 hours to get one line out.
Oh my God, he was terrible.
Yeah, I'm bad. I'm like, in originally in front of the camera, it was just like.
You're talking about the first video you guys made.
The first video,
the first like and then, intro sappy one.
Like we were talking, we maybe pirated an Adobe program and we just like, okay.
Oh, whoa. We do not pirate Adobe software in this house.
No, it wasn't pirated, it was
we found it on a flash drive.
Yeah, it was cracked.
But
we
were trying to come up with a flyer to describe what we were doing. And we were like mapping out, okay, we're going to walk to our neighbors and say this, and maybe we can get some money to be able to do this.
We were
this.
Planning on doing door-to-door to raise the awareness.
Wow.
And then we posted it on Reddit, and next thing you know, he called me. I think I was with my girlfriend. He's like, hey, we're at 250,000 views.
Yeah.
No way.
Like, I'm literally just walking at the river, and the last time I checked it, like 3 hours before, it was at like 60,000, and I was already sweating bullets. I was just like, I need to walk. I need to like, and then I check it again. Like, once I stopped walking, I'm like, oh, that's like 260,000 views. That's a lot.
So the first video you guys made was just a hit on our videos.
Yeah, and really everything that's happened so far is because of that first video, pretty much.
Yeah.
Incredible. Reddit sometimes is great. Sometimes it's the worst site in the world. Sometimes it's great, though.
Yeah, it's coin toss.
It's a real coin toss. Yeah.
Sometimes they help
feel like
Russian
you guys,
backers.
The Russian, oh man. I feel like
I had to poke that bear. I just had to poke it.
So you guys made a great video.
Well, no, it was
video.
A terrible video.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
Like when you look back at it.
Well, it worked.
Yeah. I don't think we own the rights to the music. I don't think. I mean, it was terrible. But it's
production.
It's us. You know, it's the story of who we are, and people definitely didn't like it. There are some people who are very critical of it. But
what did they say? I'm out of curiosity.
The whole spectrum. There's some conspiracies that I'm stealing all the money from Chris.
Yeah, that I'm actually like, I'm just some puppet that he's working and just juicing all the funds out of
me.
He's just sitting there, just.
I love how cynical people can be that they can be like, even, like.
Why wouldn't I just stop? Like, that's my biggest thing. Like, point A, why wouldn't I just say I'm done?
We also got in a lot of trouble because we had a Patreon link in the description and they're like, oh, you're just trying.
Because I mean, the hair, I understand it, but I literally have to carry around my doctor's note that literally says, he has leukemia and needs to go to the hospital because he's gonna die soon. Like, no. I have to carry that on me because people are like, no, you don't. And it's like, you want to see?
Yeah,
this scar. No, I'm just like, I pull out the paper and I'm just like, read it. Like, that's my name right there. Like, it's real.
That's the dark side of the internet. People are always ready to see the worst possible scenario.
Yeah.
And even the worst possible scenario is like like, just let it go, dude. If that's what you think, just fucking move on. Like, don't make it your life's mission to, like, shit on you guys.
Oh, yeah. What was the most recent one? It was hardcore. It was like, no, it was like, it was... So, like, he dated my sister for a while.
Well, you
and,
dated
like,
his sister?
I did, like, back in the day. And, like, this the person commented, they were just like, oh, I know this may be weird, but I, for some reason, think that you dating his sister was the reason that she killed herself and that you're just in it for the money. And, like, I was literally reading it just like,
what?
Damn. Like, this person
that
was
the
just
one comment
deep.
That
he
I
was
ever
going
removed.
Deep
that was
on
the
it.
One. And it didn't, like, personally offend us, but it's just so, like,
yeah, it's just
come
one
on,
of those
man.
Levels of, like, really? Like, you're going to, A, you're going to bring up my dead sister
welcome
for no reason, like,
internet,
all that
man,
stuff. And
that's...
it's just like, out of and all the things, target people... me because I'm fat and dumb. Don't target Dylan because he dated my sister. That's just weird.
You guys actually are you still posting videos to our videos?
No.
We're trying.
We do, but they don't show up. Because yeah. Yeah. We were banned. Yeah.
They got banned from our videos.
Yeah, we got banned for too much of our own content.
Well, part of it too was because we kind of share an account and I had some other accounts. And then also people were pretending to be us. Saying me and my best friend are doing this. I don't know what they gained from that. We did take advantage of the platform because when you post something there and then suddenly you're living out your bucket list, it's exciting, you know? And it's like, please care about us some more. Yeah. But a lot of it too was, yeah, they just weren't having it. They weren't interested in seeing our stuff anymore, I guess.
Yeah, they were upset about the self-promotion side of it more so than what our content was. They could care less if it was literally... saving starving Africans. They're just like, no, we don't like it.
I was saying we were banned on our videos
really
for like the first 2 or 3 years of our career on YouTube.
Yeah.
And like once we had like a couple million subscribers, we messaged one of the admins. We're like, dude, can you please, like, after all this time, can you just tell me why at least we're banned? And
too edgy.
And they go back. I wish they had a reason. they went back to check the logs and they're like, it was one moderator on our videos who isn't with us anymore and banned you and didn't even make a note because they're supposed to, like, take archive that when you banned a channel. Yeah. So he didn't leave a note and he wasn't with them. He's like, this was just one guy that hated you and banned your freaking channel from our videos. I'm like, that's so messed up because it's like the biggest hub of content sharing on the internet. And
maybe
like, one guy can just.
We're probably like 15 years away from a million subscribers. Maybe we'll message them then.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if
we know Chris is gone, but we would really like if you open up this channel again.
Speaking of a joke, like, you have a very dark, or not dark, but very nonchalant about your condition.
Yeah.
Is that part of a coping mechanism, or are you really just that?
No, it's
at peace with what's going on in your life.
I think it's a little bit of both. It's definitely a coping mechanism. Just when my sister passed, like, I made a lot of suicide jokes and stuff. And it's just, like, not about me, but, like, her. And it's just, like, it's how I deal with things. Instead of just crying about it and just being sad about it, like, it's not going to help anything. If you can at least try and laugh and get over things, I mean, you can at least try and become a stronger person afterwards. But I feel like just demonizing all the bad things is just, like, it's not helping anything. You're just making more things like touchy subjects. And the least you can make it a touchy subject and just make it into like, yeah, that happened. That's life. And unfortunately, shit happens in life. But yeah, just like with the cancer, I mean, if I'm dying, everyone's dying. You know what I mean? Like everyone's dying. I'm running to the gates a little bit faster maybe. But like there's nothing that not joking about it can do to save it. It's not like if I don't make any jokes, like my cancer's going to go away. So like might as well try and make some laughs and stuff because, I mean, I don't know, laughter is healing.
Have you ever offended anyone with your dark jokes?
All the time. I've had people literally, like, I'm making cancer jokes in public with some friends, and they're just like, hey, you can't do that. My grandma died of cancer. I'm like, I'm dying of cancer right now. You want to see the paper? And
see, that's the real reason you're carrying that paper around.
Exactly.
Can I see the paper?
Yeah.
I want to see the paper after all this talk about the paper.
It's going to be very telling.
It's just
how
crayon
many
that just says you have
how many
cancer.
Creases do we
hey,
have?
Yeah. All right, let's come on.
This is my warrant, sorry.
Your warrant?
My desk warrant.
All right, guys.
I actually didn't know he cared.
For everybody at home, here, Philly.
Okay.
You want...
Oh, am I
don't
hopefully,
my glasses
hopefully
on.
It's not like
your, glasses.
Your pregnancy
no,
results.
Glasses. Wait, am
my
I reading
pregnancy
this?
Test
yeah,
results?
Chris is pregnant.
Oh
you
my gosh.
Have triplets.
I like this. Just so you know, this is going to be cut to make it look like we didn't believe him.
Billy D was questioning it.
And they'd be like, well, they confirmed it.
Show me
we
the had paper. To read it.
Billy D needed proof.
Oh, no.
I gave it to
did
you.
Did you not believe?
I don't want to be in that cut. I was like, you read this shit.
This is all a big setup. Yeah, let's see. How are we going to go from laugh?
You can laugh. You can joke about it.
Is it that bad? Sudden... I didn't even look
at it. No, okay. So he carries a diagnosis of chronic myeloid leukemia. His current therapy is not very beneficial. He will need to undergo a bone marrow transplantation, which is at this time the best curative treatment for his leukemia.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy, but it's just like
so crazy.
What do you think that it said?
Oh, well, I don't know. You were like, he's dying. Don't, you know, be nice. Be nice
yeah,
to the guy.
About
yeah,
it.
Be cool. Well, so have you ever busted that out on people giving
oh, yeah.
who were like, so what? How did they react?
I've had like oh, a I've had the plethora.
It's a sheriff
from,
badge, dude.
Yeah, I because I have handicap. Yeah. I have handicap because of some surgeries from bone marrow. So I had a I let a residency nurse do one, and she really messed up on it. Oh. And I signed off and everything. My whole cancer experience, I have said, if I can donate my time and body to science and help some other kid from dealing with this, then it's definitely worth it. You know what I mean?
For
so
sure.
I let the residency nurse do it because. Better me than some other really younger kid who's going to be really messed up. And so she literally cracked part of my hip bone. It was, wow. She really messed up. The needle
for
it is huge. Yeah. I was on crutches for like 3 weeks.
That
and...
won't happen if you are a bone marrow donor.
Yeah, no, yeah. I specifically signed up for residency nurse, for a practice nurse to do it and stuff. And it has permanently affected my walk. And I have a disabled placard on my car. And so that's fun. I've parked, you know, going and parking someplace and I just get out. I've had literally like this, I think it was a vet, I'm pretty
oh,
sure.
Oh, people give you shit for taking
yeah,
a handicap.
Yeah, and some vet. He
so
wasn't...
you've got the handicap placard, you've got the cancer.
No, not even the placard. I have the plates. I have the plates.
Oh, you've got
like,
the plate.
Yeah.
Like, don't even talk
yeah,
to the
yeah,
hand,
exactly,
I've got the
yeah.
plate. Yeah.
And it's, people still ask me, oh, do you have your handicap? I don't even say, I point. I'm look at the car. Don't ask me. Look at the car first.
Right.
Like, but yeah, some
well, they
old...
probably think you're like in your grandma's car or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
True that, yeah. I have a bunch of gun stickers on my car.
Gun?
Gun stickers.
Like, we don't call 911?
No, not like that, but just like gun brands.
Okay.
He's like, saying it can't be his grandma's
mean?
Car
oh.
because...
Well, yeah, I'm
your
just,
grandma
I'm guessing...
be a little weird
yeah.
wild.
Yeah.
Why not?
But, I mean, and he, you know, he just came out, he's like, oh, why do you deserve that parking space, blah, 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 fought for my country, and I don't even have it, blah, 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 you don't
like,
need
was...
it. And I was literally what? Like... I know you fought for your country, but I'm currently fighting cancer. And he's just like, oh, I'm so sorry. And like, I hate being like that. But as soon as people trigger me on that, I
yeah,
turn from
nah,
not nice
sense.
To a dick. And I was just like, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry about it. You know, I didn't know. I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't have been fucking barking up the wrong tree. You had no clue. And you just started jumping on someone. Next time, don't do that. And it's just like, I don't want to be that guy who's getting on someone, but they shouldn't just be like.
Why is he entitled? Because he's
yeah,
a Marine
exactly.
to have a handicap placard.
This seems like a no-win argument for me. I'm like, who do I
yeah.
go after? The guy? Okay. The vet? Yeah, that sounds great.
No, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't say, like, he was, like, a freaking
right.
douchebag or anything, but it's just, like, I just got defensive in the sense of just, like, leave me alone, dude. Like, I have cancer. Like, I fought for this, too.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, I may have not fought for people's freedom, but I fought for my life, you know, to get
one
this,
of
so.
The things on our bucket list is to get 100% achievements in Call of Duty
oh,
4,
gosh.
Which we've never been able to do, but
how close are you?
We lost our account, so
yeah,
we were going to do
what the hell? You're
what
banned
happened?
From Reddit? You lost your account? This is not looking good.
But there
it's
was
all
someone,
crashing down.
God damn.
There was someone who knew someone at Activision, and she was
oh,
like, required.
Why'd you guys get banned?
This is a trigger. Oh, we didn't get banned. We just forgot our user info.
Oh, okay.
You can
okay.
recover your user info? If anyone's watching a goddamn Activision, help these guys
well,
out.
Our old Xbox 360.
Yeah, we were also planning
we're
on doing a 24-hour live stream.
Okay.
We had one scheduled, but... chemo probs.
Yeah.
keeps
I was
blaming
like, is that a hashtag?
Hashtag chemo problems.
Yeah, but one thing that really triggered him was
oh,
this
that's...
girl basically gatekeeping him from us connecting to Activision to like promote this stream because she was a survivor of cancer and she said she survived it, so it's not a real problem for Chris. And
that
I remember that
fake.
Was
that person doesn't exist.
It's
did
a real
you,
person.
Did
it's
you
a, it's
no,
a
but did
troll.
You see her cancer card?
did she pull?
I because called her out. She hadn't printed it out.
I'm gonna get
yet.
A laminated one.
I feel like nobody
because...
who survived cancer would ever say that to anybody.
I just
no. I've had
that
I've
was
had
his
tons
trigger
of
word,
cancer
basically.
Survivors who have come and said, "We're rooting for you. We
yeah.
know it's very difficult. I've gone through this. It's hard to find a bone marrow donor." Had plenty of that. it's the rarity to find, I've gone through cancer, you're not dealing with shit, suck it up. And it's just like,
I can't believe that somebody who's been through cancer would say that. It breaks my heart if that's true.
Yeah. And for me, like, we were just helping out a kid who unfortunately died in the 28th.
He passed away the 28th.
And we
asked him, what is something on your bucket list? And we documented his kind of his story. He was first diagnosed before he turned one.
And
he beat leukemia.
Yeah, he
and
got then a he bone got marrow
brain,
donor.
Brain condition. And then, he passed about a week ago.
How old was he?
17. When he passed, he was 17.
But I was saying, compared to him, I'm a punk bitch. Like, I'm here, you know, I got my hair, I'm able to leave the house. He was stuck in a house, literally, like you said, leukemia before the age of one, and then going through severe brain tumors. It's like, I'm a little bitch.
But the positivity of the story is we filmed his video, and then one of the things he wanted to do was meet Will Ferrell because he watched Daddy's Home through his treatment, and Will Ferrell made
all
a video
can do
for
is
him.
Really, like,
oh,
watch
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess we kind of...
All the guy can do is watch movies. That's why it's really important. He can't speak. Like, he literally, like, he was so far gone that it's just all he has is movies.
We haven't really, like, formally announced it yet, but that's what we're focusing on now.
Yeah,
number 119
is to help other people with cancer.
So,
because, I mean, it's not just me. I've got a nice...
Well, you guys are definitely doing that with the bone. Like, you guys are getting so many people to register. You're gonna save lives. Like, no matter what happens, you guys are gonna save somebody somewhere's life.
Yeah.
We have ordered the...
Yeah,
what is it called? The package.
The kit.
Swab.
Yeah,
the swab kit.
Yeah.
We're gonna do it, and hopefully a lot of people listening...
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, not to pick races, but I mean, literally, the Israeli community, I'm not just
Israeli. No, okay, she's Israeli.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was like, the more, like, a lot of those communities,
it's
people
underrepresented.
Don't talk about it as much. It's always blood
drive. Diversity.
Yeah, and so the more diverse people that you have, literally, the more African Americans, the more Oriental, the more Latino, everything, the more it'll save more
so
lives.
So can you match with a black dude? Or
technically. I mean, like, it would be like a 0.0001%, because, you know, like, genetics are just like a roll of the dice and you don't know.
Right.
But so I could have like a 0.1% chance. So it's always an option.
And
I don't want to say
have
no.
$5,000.
Yeah.
It could literally be you. It could be anyone. Like, that's the crazy part.
It could even be. With cameras
you.
On.
You.
You.
Yeah. Just looking at all the cameras.
That's your camera.
Okay, that's ours. Could be you.
You at home.
Yeah. But, so, like, I mentioned kind of losing our jobs and stuff. Clay, who's been helping out a lot behind the scenes, he lost his job, Clay. Actually, he got married 2 weeks ago, and they're already talking about divorce because they have no money, but that's a different story.
They're going to see this on the podcast. What? They're going to be like, whoa. Yeah.
We're making our full-time
like,
job.
Both of them know that?
our full-time job now is to help other people with their bucket list. And in April 12th, we'll be flying in a girl named Lexi. She's in Ohio. She's going through some cancer, too. One of the things, turns out it's illegal to touch a cheetah. That was one of the things on her bucket list, was to meet a cheetah, and it's a federal crime to touch a cheetah.
Don't touch the cheetah.
Yeah. Okay. So if she reaches her hand out, we're going to have to tackle her.
Don't touch a cheetah.
Don't touch a cheetah.
That should be the name of this podcast.
Yeah,
Don't touch
there you
a
go.
Cheetah podcast.
What has been throughout all the experiences you guys have done? You've met a lot of people. What's been like the most special or fulfilling thing from your list, or not? That you guys have done so far.
I promise I'm not just saying this because I'm here. YouTubers. Being able to, and like I was saying earlier, like, you guys are the media. Like, I don't watch TV. Like, I have cable and I pay for cable, but I don't use it. I watch YouTube for everything. News, entertainment, you know what I mean? Shit. Just stuff like that. Like, it's just literally, you got two of them right here. The news and the entertainment and stuff. And it's just like, you guys are my outlet. So being able to meet you, you know, Demolition Ranch, Achievement Hunter, all that stuff it's like I'm very serious. You guys are the ones who take me away from dealing with cancer problems, and it's more just like,
thank you, man.
The one thing that I know is going to trigger both of us, the last picture of Josh before he passed, he was wearing one of our shirts.
Sorry to cut you off.
Sure.
Dan said we crashed the registry site. Which
really?
Is both good and a little annoying, but hey.
So you guys are docs?
We are.
We
like to call it the hug of death.
Yeah.
In this case, maybe death isn't the best.
Well, I wonder if they could take down our website too.
Yeah, I was gonna say they can, our website has the same like our own thing to get through. Be the match, you know, just in case.
Yeah, we have an affiliate like link because they like to keep us updated with how many lives we've saved, basically.
Well, so what? When it shows up on the VOD, everyone will get a chance. Dan, what is the link?
Our website is onelistonelife.com.
So you guys can, apparently can sign up there, but this everyone will have a chance to. Yeah, we're gonna post it on YouTube.
Sure.
Yeah. Sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
Hey, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, no, that's actually.
I'm probably getting a text website from the registry right now saying, yeah, what's like, going on? Yeah.
What did you guys just do?
Right.
That was the craziest thing is like, we just got done. We were filming like, not the homeless, I think the video after that. And we just get a call. We're just sitting in the car and it's just some random number. And they're like, hey, this is Be The Match Registry. And we've seen that you guys have started making like hundreds of people donate. So
they saw Spike and they called us up.
Yeah, they were like, we are going to partner with you guys if that's fine.
That was before we broke the world record.
Yeah. So
what was the record, by the way?
The previous record was 2,800, I believe. And we're not technically official yet, but we broke 3,700.
We officially broke the record. Nice. We're not
We officially beat that number, but it's not, we don't have the seal.
Yeah, I was like, we're official.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like, that's a big number, obviously, but when you really kind of look at it, that is insane. Mm-hmm. Because at least one person is going to be saved because of that situation.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, to be doing something compared to just sitting in a classroom or just working and stuff, because I don't know. It's just definitely way more rewarding, I would say, than most things. I mean, construction was rewarding. You get to see, I was an electrician. I mean, like, you get to see a house turn on from nothing, and it's just like,
that's cool.
This way beats it out because I've had a one-armed kid reach out to me, and he does hunting, fishing, all kinds of this stuff, and he was telling me that I'm an inspiration. I'm like, no, shut up. You're doing all this stuff one-handed, dude. I was like, if I lost a finger, I'd be bitching up a storm. You're doing this shit one fucking handed. Mm-hmm. Hell no, you're the inspiration, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, no, yeah, and it's just crazy, all those people reaching out and like trying to tell me I'm an inspiration when there's people who are living with way worse things. I mean, people say, oh, you know, cancer's so bad, but it's like, I'm here. I get to move out of leave the house, and I get all my limbs and everything right now. So, I mean, there's definitely always
stuff to
be grateful
for. That was a good video. Experiencing a day as a blind person.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things on the bucket list. I think that was one of my favorites.
Yeah. Got a lot of, I was surprised all the good comments.
Yeah,
I was expecting
really
like a wave
one.
Of just trolls, just like, we're always just expecting it.
I love it. You would think, like, there's got to be some content on the internet somewhere that people wouldn't troll.
We're so proud of ourselves, and then we post it.
Yeah, it's like, we're trying to save my friend's life. Fuck you! It's a conspiracy.
And then they make fun of my hair as the cancer cause.
Yeah. The roasts just from all around, just on Dylan and me, is just, they're good. They're really good. I like it.
So you, and talking with you in email, you had brought up a roast me thread.
Yes.
You were a big hit on our Reddit roast me. Do you know what that is?
I'm like five below you. I'm all time
We almost
like
beat
seven.
Your standing.
I not quite there. I turned off.
Sorry, you're not as roastable as me.
Yeah, I know. I thought I was uglier. Damn it.
But so you wanted to make a video initially where we go over this. And I looked at it. I'm like, dude, this is so fucked up. This shit is so twisted.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
I would look at it. I know you guys want to. And it's fun. I'll pull it up, but I want you guys to know I didn't do this.
Hive mind.
I didn't write these. I didn't want to do this.
I was saying the disappointing stuff about some of the roast me is people put up nice stuff afterwards. Like, oh, they're like, oh, you know, I can't wait till you die and I see you in your grave or something. And then they're just like, I'm so sorry. I don't mean it. I'm sorry that you have cancer. I hope you have a great life. And it's like, this is roast me. Like, this isn't like make a friend.
I think at one point Chris threatened to have sex with someone's uncle because they weren't being mean
enough.
Oh,
yeah, no, someone was just like, no, they were just like, oh, yeah, you know, it's going to be like too bad you're going to die a virgin. I'm just like, don't worry, your uncle already got that covered. And they were just like, what?
Got him. All right. Are you guys ready for this shit? Fucking hell. All right. So every once in a while, cancer gets it right.
Hell yeah.
Well, you responded, amen, brother.
Hell yeah. I mean, as fucked up as it is, gives you perspective.
That's my favorite one.
The kid from Pixar's Up grew up and got cancer.
Yeah, I need to cosplay the kid from Up. I need to do like a good Russell cosplay. I'm chubby. I look like it. I'd be a good Russell.
I do feel like all these comments generally from this have a, like, they mean well. Is there good intentions behind this?
See, there's a small window of time where you'll all be skinny. You know, that's a pro.
At least there
that's
will be a small window of time when you're skinny. Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
I'm looking forward
He's
to that.
About your weight.
I'm looking forward. I'd like to see me skinny. That'd be great.
You're dying and you ask for a shitty meme lunch. If I were you, I'd have wished for a girlfriend.
You like my response?
I tried, but the people at Reddit can't work wonders. This is too much. You couldn't be more than the embodiment of what every Reddit user looks like. All right.
Some of the really nasty ones.
Sorry, I keep reading them and then laughing before you read them. And then I just like...
This is the last one. I didn't know cancer could spread outside the body.
Yeah.
His response is my favorite part.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Please... Guild.
He got gold three times.
Yeah, dude. I was literally like
that the gilding may.
I'm literally. I have.
Oh,
like,
you know, they said that. It says it's gonna last longer than he will. It's a life.
I literally. I asked.
This is too bad. I can't say.
I asked an admin. I was like, you know, just in case I die, can I like? Is there any way I can give Reddit gold to some people? Because I have a lifetime supply now. Like, I won't have to see ads for like a year. Like,
what'd they say? Is that transferable?
Like, no, you can't. Like, it's once you give it, you give it. And like,
no exceptions.
Yeah, the moderator, the admin. Yeah, he was. He has an account where he just can give unlimited gold and everything. He's like, yeah, look, and just gilds my post. I'm just like, but you can't give it to other people. He's that's no. Like, why would I do that,
bro? That's like tax fraud. It's like money.
There you go.
Like,
yeah.
We're calling you out, Reddit.
Also, as I kind of wrap this up and talk about the different ways that people can support you guys, I understand that you recently turned 21 years old.
Yes, I did.
So I wanted to celebrate with a little something special with some rapper beverages because we're all pretty swagged out here. Dan, can you bring in the swag juice?
Brought some Hennessy.
I'm like, what is swag juice?
Don't
perineal. It's my sweat.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Oh, dude.
It's fermented.
From Jackass 3.
It's been frozen for a month.
Oh, the Jackass 3, the Preston sweatsuit cocktail. That, I'm never a weak stomach person. Like, I take chemo and stuff. But, like, that episode, I was just.
I don't remember what was.
He gets on a bike, like a workout bike, saran-wrapped, like plastic-wrapped, so it can contain all the sweat.
Right,
and yeah, tube dripping, for like, into a glass.
Damn, what do we got here? Don Perignon, my friend.
I was like, I don't think I've ever had this.
I haven't had this one either. So we all...
And plastic champagne flutes.
Yes.
Because we are so classy.
As I said. Classy. As I mentioned.
Got the grape juice for Dylan?
Oh, yeah. Here.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, we're showing
See
it.
if it's a good vintage for Chris, if he approves.
09?
Is that is
oh, that's when I got cancer. That's great. No, that's literally great. That's when I got cancer. Yes.
Oh, man.
That's literally real. Like, that is a fact.
So, guys.
Hammer.
Can you open it on that side? Guys, so while we're cracking open these bottles, as I said, if one of you sons of bitches out there matches, I will give you $5,000 and a hand
job. That's crazy, by the way.
That is so beyond generous. What's like, that is literally like.
What's the retail value of a hand job for
I said that's worth way more than the $5,000.
It's priceless.
It's a bucket list item.
You've heard of the Hope Diamond?
Uh huh.
It's like that.
Okay.
It's priceless.
Do you just mash it? Do you do anything like special?
I have good technique. I twirl.
Is that how you twirl? You get the good Indian burn?
I give it a fucking.
Whoa.
You're going to love that. Whoever's out there. All right? If you guys go to...
That's why the website's doxed, is they heard the hand job. They were like, yes!
I feel like that should be a threat of what you'll do if they don't donate.
And if you don't donate, and you do, everyone gets fucking their dick slapped. The link is on the screen. The link is in the description. join.bethematch.org/mybestfriend, guys. All you do, it's free. If you're between the age of 18 and 44, it's free. Because if you're old, let's be real, we don't want your fucking old ass selves anyway. No, the real reason is that it's just less.
Yeah,
it's not as compatible.
As you get older, your cells adapt to your body, and they know like this is you. And so when you try and take it out and put it into someone else, your cells are like, no, this is not me. Yeah. Right. So the older you are, the more your cells really acquaint to you.
But
so
you can still.
Yeah, you can still do it. You can pay $100 and. saving someone's life, I would say, is priceless. So.
Yeah. Well, what's more priceless? So if you're between the age of 18 and 44, it's free. They send you out a little cat. All you do is swab the side of your mouth. You send it in. I'm going to do it. I was hoping to get it in time for this. Yeah. We did it. But it just takes like 5 days. And when you match, they just stick you. They stick you a little bit. And you save a life, dude.
Out of curiosity, how many people are watching? We might have just topped our own record.
Well, right now, live, there's about 8,000 watching live.
We could have just topped our own world record. Yeah. Or maybe you topped our world record.
It will get a lot. It will get more views when we post it on YouTube. Right. So,
yeah.
We'll see.
But we got to assume that most of them have already done it. Because it's been, like, out there. You can't just assume every large viewer base. Is
we
like,
just had 8,000 people. That's awesome. 100%.
Every
one of you guys, get on that website.
Call and be the match right now. Letting them know we doubled.
Let them know.
Are you guys gonna be on like the cool Guinness books?
We're hoping.
I feel like that'd be kind of a boring picture. You know, usually like the people with the long nails.
Yeah.
And not
yeah,
it's just like us.
What did you guys do?
Yeah, we're sitting there in front of a computer as
well. Gross your nails out, man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I don't know. Do so. They'll be like, why is his nails long? It's got nothing to do with it.
It'll be a mystery record.
Here we go.
Oh! 209. God.
Oh, premature.
Dude, that's straight up hip hop.
Shredder.
Did they really get on Shredder? Shredder's gonna get fucking drunk.
He's trying to lick it.
He's gonna get drunk. So, guys, and if you want to help support them on their mission to fulfill the rest of the items on their bucket list, or just to get out and shake their dicks and do their thing, the link to their Patreon is also in the description and on the screen. Patreon.com/mybestfriendslist. I recently supported, and I recommend you guys too as well.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you.
This is all I got.
To be here, honestly, like is a dream item, and I mean it sounds weird. It's always weird, like meeting like these big YouTubers. It's like a borderline of like being a big fan and trying to be normal, because I understand people can get creepy fast. I've seen your guys' stuff, like people just showing up at your house, like what the fuck is that? Like, we just had someone show up at his house the other day, and like we freaked out. It wasn't even for us; it was for his dad's company. But like,
oh yeah, that's creepy.
But we were just still like,
we don't have fans. They all blame me for the cancer diagnosis.
But it, like, I can't even imagine you guys having to deal with that. Like, I'm antisocial. It may not seem like it. I just want to sit in my house. I don't want to deal with anyone. I just want to play games and just to have people. Ding dong.
Well, first of all, let's. Cheers to happy birthday. Happy 21st birthday. Are you underage?
He's 19. Oh.
Thank you for not taking advice. Cheers to you. Cheers to you, my dude. Happy 21st birthday. Very happy to be here with you.
It's pretty good.
What do you think?
All right.
It's good.
I don't get the hype. I mean, it's like a thing, you know.
It's like a tangy San Pellegrino.
I didn't want to shit talk your dumb.
It's a $150 like bottle of champagne.
That was $150?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Wow.
I thought you spit it back.
Well, Chris, at least you lasted longer than it.
What?
Wait, what? Oh, wait, that wasn't a. I meant 2009, the cancer. That was a cancer joke. That wasn't a. All right, well, never. Just cut that one out.
I don't get the hype. I don't get it.
To me, it's just like. It's like. Weird San Pellegrino.
I'm like,
you ever had that? It's
what's
like,
up with it? I don't understand.
Man, fuck. I really just don't get this shit at all. We got pizza on the way. I got to catch a buzz here.
Yeah.
By the way, I learned my lesson. Like, you drink at the bottom of the show.
I was like,
don't drink at the beginning of the show.
I was like, we're going to get him drunk. He's going to say some sloppy shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. We're
going to
do
this.
Well,
he bought a beer before this. I was like, you can't drink any of that, please.
And like, I was just like, dude, don't worry. Like, he's seen me drink before. I was like, so I just had like, I think like a quarter of a beer before here, just because he's like, dude, I don't want you.
I didn't
want to
come on here slurring.
Just like,
he's right.
No, that's a good.
Yeah, no,
you're
I
just
that's
21. Like, trust me. One beer, like when my first beer fucked me up. Like that's enough. You can talk. You're 21 now.
I was gonna say this is totally my.
Started drinking.
First
he was 4.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
This is your wait.
Ironic.
This is your first.
No, I was.
I was like, you're setting him down the bad path.
Yeah. No, just like I was telling you, 151. That's my favorite.
Oh,
it better be liquid lava. That get it done. If I'm gonna get drunk, I just want to get drunk. I don't want to deal with sitting here and drinking
I
like 7-8 shots. You know what I mean? I'd rather take 3 shots and get to where I would be and not have to take like 8 shots just to see, like,
he's got that conversion ratio down.
Maybe his 151 is double the proof of normal.
Yeah, you've been crunching the numbers for how long did he turn 21? He's got the Excel sheet. Yeah. Before that. But to go back to what you're saying, I don't know how you feel about like being like a famous YouTuber. To me, I still don't really, I don't like feel it. I just feel like a normal dude still. Like,
no, I would say people just trying to log into my stuff more. That's about it. Right. I feel like it was actually worse, the worst when I was like a smaller YouTuber. I don't know if it's like a people feel a connection, but like I think I talked about it on the podcast last time. I changed my name to DeFranco initially to avoid people finding my house because people started showing up.
Like, it was, yeah. There's some people that actually they are willing to sacrifice their life for Chris. That's not a joke. They say, I will die and give you my bone marrow. And I have to respond.
It doesn't work that way.
That's not how that works.
And you don't have to die either.
Yeah, they're just like, I've lived an amazing life, and Chris seems like a great person, and, you know, I've lived a great life, so I'm ready to lay down my life and, you know, give him my bone marrow. It's like, we're not sucking you dry.
What if you were just some twisted dude? You're like,
just wait until we reveal it.
I can't even use it. Do it.
Oh, man. Yeah, we were saying, I mean, we'll take bone marrow donations of any type. You want to just take some out, put it in a Ziploc bag, send it. I mean, it's all
There's
useful.
So many different dark roads this whole thing can go down.
You're just going to you're gonna get someone that was really confused about what a bone marrow is, and they're just going to send you a limb.
Yeah. I was going to say, it'll be fresher if they just send us the bones.
We know what we're doing. Send us the whole limb.
Keep it on ice, and it'll be fresh.
Oh, my God.
Well,
you guys are really inspiring.
Thank you. You guys are
thank
awesome.
Thank you.
Really. It's been amazing to follow your story and what you've achieved so far.
Yeah, you guys rock. Just,
thank you.
That's funny for me to hear because I enjoy watching your guys' story and your quorums with YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's hilarious to watch. Oh, they're getting demonetized. Oh, they're totally demonetized. Oh, okay.
I can't even talk about it anymore. I feel like my fans are so burned out. Tired. But it still drives me crazy. Oh, just so you guys know.
My favorite episode was,
I know, you know.
Was the one with all the risque girls that, you know, they're just, like, getting
the egg sandwich one?
Yeah, the iPhones and all that. Yeah. It's just, like, that's such a prime example of like the stupidity of it. Like, you can sit there and just make jokes.
Yeah, I can't censor it and make fun of it. And like, I don't know.
That's so dumb.
Our last video, I've been wanting to bitch about this. Thank you for bringing it up.
Oh, yeah.
Our last video about Prank Invasion got demonetized.
Really?
We put so much work and effort into it. And like, all of a sudden, you can't even make like making fun of something in the eyes of the classifiers is the same as doing it yourself. So if I'm making fun of Chris doing kissing pranks on some girl in a burqa, and I censor the part where he lifts her skirt and grabs her ass and fingers her asshole, apparently it's just as bad as me going and doing it myself.
You want to know the best
Pretty
part?
Much.
Yeah,
Pretty
we're
much.
We don't,
just as bad.
We don't get monetized.
We
because
get demonetized.
Ours is too, we have too serious.
We talk about death too much.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's scary. Shield your eyes. Yeah.
I refuse to believe that advertisers really care. Like, every time I talk
some
to YouTube.
Some do, but not a lot.
But, like, if ads showed up on your guys' videos, would brands give a fuck? No, I don't think so.
Well, that's the problem, is they're classifying you guys talking about something like that to like a bombing the same day.
Yeah,
they're like,
that's the same scale that they put us. Is it's just a serious topic that shouldn't be talked about. And it's just like,
one thing a lot of people ask, so I just want to point out, you can see our bucket list. A lot of people want to see it. We do have it online.
Yeah.
Yep.
At your website, right?
Yeah, well, on our website.
By the way, I was wondering, what does the asterisk mean?
Oh, the
like
asterisk
happening?
Means it's a work in progress, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So if there's an asterisk on there.
I was like, are they going to take my mic? Like,
yeah, that means you're next.
Who wants some Don, dude?
Oh, I'm good. I don't ever drink, so I'm just like, oh, yeah, I feel great, you guys. I feel great. Sorry, bro. Don't judge me.
No, I'm not.
Wait, I'm spending all this much money.
Once we start getting a little drunk, I'll cut the cameras.
I was like, I'm looking forward to after we're done.
Ooh,
I'm
nice.
Just going to have this one hand, pizza slice in the other, blasting it up.
Yeah, so everyone knows we've got some. We tried to order Papa John's, which I thought that'd be a suiting thing to do. But guess what? Papa doesn't deliver to this zip code. So guess who I called? The new official sponsor of the NFL and my life, Pizza Hut.
Papa is not in the house.
I thought it was Domino.
Oh, wait, shit.
I thought it was Domino's.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, no! I thought it was Domino's.
Really?
Is it? So I thought it was.
No, I think it's Pizza Hut.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
It is Pizza Hut. He's
Bro,
right.
Don't come at me about pizza sponsorships, all right? I know what the hell I'm talking about. I blow a lot of smoke up of people's ass here, but when it comes to pizza,
you reacted like how when I was told I have cancer again. You're like, what? No.
Yeah. How's demonetization been for you recently?
It's not 50-50 anymore, but it's still enough to be just like,
why?
Annoying.
Yeah. It's you, the thing.
But that, I don't even try and talk about it.
You can't.
Like, yeah. It's kind of the same as, for a lot of YouTubers, I say there's like a certain algorithm to when you can say that you're depressed. It's like one time a month, depending on your output, before people are like, okay. But yeah, every now and then. Hmm. Yeah.
The thing that bothers me is not that it happens. It's like, whenever it happens, I'm like, why? Like, I tried my best to make this video acceptable. Mm-hmm. Why?
But to be fair to YouTube, because we do know some people there, and they tell us, it's so complicated from their side. So
leave it to me to turn a podcast about a dude dying of cancer about my demonetization issues on YouTube.
I mean, we were talking about.
Let's get back
we
to
got the whole spectrum.
Yeah, I was going to say
the whole spectrum.
Ethan's like, you know what's just as bad as chemo? Demonetization. Okay? Samesies. I get it.
I completely, all right.
And although I can't accept bone marrow, I'm going to reopen my Patreon.
I was gonna say, yeah, you can accept bone marrow. I don't know how much good it's going to
be. Give me limbs.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can do the
surgery. I'll take the limbs. All right, we've got some pizza waiting for us. Guys, thank you so much for watching. I please hope that you will join the registry. Mm-hmm. Link is in the screen. It's on the description. Let's do this, y'all. Thank you so much, Phil,
for coming, man.
Yeah, that was so cool. Us,
and, subscribe. What's the One List One Life? Is that the
All
channel?
Of our stuff is One List One
List,
Life.
One List One Life. Yep. Wherever you're looking for them, there they are.
You got a YouTube channel, website,
yeah, Patreon,
MySpace.
Patreon.
Yeah,
all MySpace. Yeah, there you
go. Bringing it back.
MySpace exclusive.
That offended me. I was like, what?
Triggered.
All right, let's go eat some pizza.
All right.
Thank you so much for watching.
Thanks, guys.
Remember, on Wednesday, we are going to be live with Post Malone at our first live show, Super Live, Layers of Live. Live, and then Friday, Bob Saget. So I hope you will join us for the rest of the week. Okay? See you guys then. Love you guys, all right? See you then. Ta-ta.